This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
With Garrett Cole opting out, opting back in. Who the hell knows what's going on there other than the fact he is going to be back and be the New York Yankees ace once again. And now, BT, the real fun can begin. I know it sounds weird after, you know, the Yankees getting into the World Series. I think they need an overhaul this offseason. And I know Soto's going to be the big talking point here, but for me, I would be looking to make different moves, like trading Giancarlo Stanton, obviously letting Gleyber go. We know that's going to be the case. If figuring out other ways to rebuild this entire team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you could do that with Juan Soto being in play. So if I'm the Yankees, I look to see what it's going to cost to get Soto, but I think they have more important things to take care of than worrying about bringing back Juan Soto.
They've got a lot to fix. That was chronicled in a very painful manner the past, unless week or so against the Dodgers, last week and a half. Listen, here's what I would do if I was the Yankees. I would go to Boris, right, and I would say, here's, not yet, you let, you know, you develop the market a little bit, but I give him very quickly, here's what we're willing to offer, and it's obviously got to be a great, great offer. You're not coming low. You go strong, and you say December 1 or December 15th, whatever the internal deadline is for the Yankees, they need to let Boris and Soto know that if you don't take our contract by whatever date we decide, and it's got to be before Christmas, in my opinion, because if you let this thing stretch out with Soto into January, you know, even late January, possibly early February, the wholesale changes that they need to make, those guys will be sucked up. Now, even if they do get Soto early, there's other issues. I totally agree.
Right.
But they can't be held hostage by Juan Soto and Boris all winter.
But
they cannot be.
Don't you think that's kind of the same for everybody who's going to be involved on Soto? There are not going to be many teams involved. Like, they could all say, oh, yeah, we'd be this or that. But ultimately, it's going to come down to who can afford, you know, the $550, the $650, whatever it may be. So that eliminates, you know, 90% of the teams right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
But those teams, whether it's the Mets, whether it's the Blue Jays, whoever, the Giants, they're going to want to know on Soto too, because everything else falls from wherever Soto goes. Like, if you're paying this guy that much money, every team, even the Mets or Yankees, is going to be impacted in other ways because of Soto's mm-hmm. contract. So you need to know, which makes me think that this would get done sooner than later. You know, Boris has been a butcher here.
Oof.
As of late. This one he's not going to be able to butcher, though.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. Listen, here's the thing. I think that this favorably impacts you guys, because what the Mets could do, they could come out and they can get the other players that they want early and then sit and wait on Soto. And at the end of the, you know, at the end of the race here, if they want to swoop in with another $75 or $100 million or an extra year or two, Cohen, I believe, will have the appetite to do that. I don't think Hal will. That's why I think the Mets could really play the long game. All right, you guys done yet? All right, you done yet? Hey, Boris, give us a call. You done yet? Boom, here's our offer, and we just destroyed everybody else's offer.
You're saying because the Mets have more wiggle room?
Because the Mets have more money and more willingness to do it.
So, which, again, hurts to me the Yankees here, because if you're telling me, like, I can't, oh, okay, well, Sal, what's your opinion on what the Yankees should do with Soto? Well, I have my opinion, But it's two different things to base it off of. Mm. Are the Yankees going to be reluctant to spend more? If that's the case, if it's just Soto and then minimal moves, then I think they not, you gotta have to let Soto go. If you're telling me that Hal's going to say, bleep it, I want Soto back. I don't care what it's going to cost. You know, relative, obviously. Everybody's got a draw a line in the sand somewhere. But I don't care what it's going to cost. I'm going to bring him back. And I'm going to do what it takes to build this team to be a better baseball team. Well, then I'd want him back because why wouldn't you want good players? The issue that we have from a Yankee perspective with Soto is that we know, in all likelihood, if they do bring him back, it's going to prevent them from really changing the look of this team. How are they going to do it?
Well, you start by saying goodbye to Gleyber Torres, which they basically did yesterday, which saves them, you know, 20 or what was the qualifier for him? I think last year he made 13. I think the qualifier this year was, I think, 20 or 21.
It's odd that they wouldn't even offer it to him, which shows that
they were scared. I actually totally disagree.
Well, why?
Because I think that Gleyber Torres' market is going to be very suppressed here. And I think that there's a... Because he's young enough, right? So I think there's a slight chance he would have taken the qualifier and tried to put up. The Yankees don't want him at 20 mil.
But that's the point. That's telling. It's surprising to me that they wouldn't. They don't even want to risk him accepting that qualifying offer.
Smart.
Forget about the pick.
They're finally waking up. I think that was an easy read for us. And I assume that at this point it would be an easy read for them. And they read it well.
Listen, they just don't want the player back, which is the right read.
Bingo.
Don't care about the price. We don't want that player back.
Yeah, but think about what you know we just said, and I understand. Like, okay, so if you get Soto for whatever the number is, the Yankees are going to be limited. And I don't think that Hal's going bonkers. I just don't. I mean, I think it'll go fairly bonkers for Soto, but I don't think it's Soto and, you know, X, Y, and Z. Like, you're not getting Soto and Bregman or Soto and Max Fried or whatever it might be. So the money's going to Soto. If you get Soto, now you got to work around that, and you've got to start cutting some other spots. Torres is gone. Boom. Jazz goes there. Jazz is making less than Gleyber Torres. So there's other ways to do this here. And, of course, Dominguez, we've talked about this a million ways, but I think that there's two paths for the Yankees. There's a path where they keep Soto, and they make marginal changes. And if the changes are good enough, maybe maybe. I'm not even sure. Maybe it gives the Yankees a real chance to win a World Series. Maybe. If they don't get Soto, there's a real path. And that includes Christian Walker at first base, Bregman at third for me, Jazz at second, Volpe at short, Wells behind the plate, and then you figure out the outfield, either Judge, Dominguez, whatever. There's ways to go.
I think the number one thing I would do if I'm the Yankees, and this has minimal impact on Soto, if anything, it would benefit you, I'm trading Giancarlo Stanton. Like, that's it. I'm done with it. I didn't like the move in 2018. I don't like it now. I know what he could do in the postseason. There were two main guys last offseason that we talked about that the Yankees needed to move on from to build a better ball club. Giancarlo Stanton, Gleyber Torres. One is now gone.
And DJ.
Enough with the DJ
shenanigans. Let's go.
Good point, but
come
you forget about him because...
Yeah.
But are they going to tell us DJ's a leadoff hitter again this year?
Oh, there's no chance.
What are they going to do with him? Well, then just cut him. The problem with him is, see, here's the difference. He can't be traded because he's got zero value.
Yep.
DJ LeMahieu's finished. Giancarlo Stanton, you might now, especially coming off of that postseason, you might be able to get something for him. Let's say the Giants are like, hey, we can't sign Soto, this or that. We need a star. Let's bring in Giancarlo Stanton. There might be a taker now.
Yep.
For Giancarlo Stanton, now's the time. I would have done it a year ago. The value wouldn't have been as good. I would have never brought him in. Here we are where the Yankees arguably can move on from Giancarlo Stanton, BT, at a time where he's got some value, and it would free up some money for them to maybe bring back Soto, in addition to clearing up a spot to where you can use that DH for Judge, Soto, whoever else.
Mm-hmm.
That's the move. You want to talk about Soto? Sure. But to me, it starts with moving on from Giancarlo Stanton.
And how much, if you're Hal, how much you prepare to pay to defray the cost to trade him? Because you're going to have to eat something.
Yeah.
There is no way whomever, Giants, even though they're desperate, are going to make a trade and pay him $32, $29, $25. $32 for a guy who's going to miss 50, 60 games in a massive ballpark in San Francisco?
Yes, but even in a bad year, he's still going to hit 30 home runs or whatever. I'm not talking about for here. We don't want him here. And the Yankees don't need that.
But if
they
don't
something
want him,
different.
Don't you think the Giant, like, and we don't want him. I mean, you know, he's not good for the team anymore at this point in terms of the big picture because it complicates the thing, DH and all the other things we've hit. But if the Yankees know this, and actually, I don't know if the Yankees, I know Yankee fans know this, most of them, but if the Yankees think this, Don't you think every other team in baseball looks at him and says, all right, he's going to miss two months on the DL.
Right, but teams desperately need power. The Yankees do not need that.
I get that.
We know what Giancarlo is, but there is appeal there. I just don't think there's appeal for the Yankees.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
He's the problem. Like, if we're looking at it from a Yankee perspective, to me, the way that they built the team when they got him after 2017 started their litany of issues with the construction of building a baseball team. He's still here. He's less productive than he was. I don't care about what he did in October. It clearly wasn't enough. So for me, from a Yankees perspective, I'm looking to move on from Stanton, which, by the way, then theoretically would open you up at least a little bit more to keep Soto and have more versatility with Soto Judge in the DH spot and maybe free up the ability to go somewhere else and add another player, whoever that may be, whether it's – I personally would not go first base because I want to save that for Judge, so I'm not investing a lot of money in first base, but maybe you want to go third base, maybe you want to go left field again, figure that out. I mean, there are patents, maybe you want to go on the road. The Yankees need to build a baseball team. To me, the best step, first step, would be moving on from Giancarlo.
And they started with a very cutthroat approach yesterday with Gerrit Cole.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about this.
I like that.
So do I. We talked about this, and I said on the show, and I certainly stand by it, that I would not pick up the option. I just don't think it was the prudent thing to do. They did not. I mean, I know it's, people have had time to dissect this, but, I mean, Gerrit Cole, what he did, I don't know if it's without precedent. I don't want to say that. I want to leave a little wiggle room, but man, oh, man. I mean, that was a foregone conclusion, like, in the minds of most. All right, we're going to have to tack it on and give him the extra year, or otherwise he's going to opt out. No. Cashman says, oh, you can opt out. Go find what's out there. And there's not a lot out there. There was one person who was going to crush it this winter, and it's Juan Soto. It's going to be Gerrit Cole, not going to be Pete Alonso, not going to be Bregman. And it's a sign of the times how contracts change. And Yankees absolutely won that. It was impressive.
I would have been fascinated to see what Cole was worth on the open market.
Yep.
I still think that he would have gotten at least what he's getting now for the next 4 years. I believe that. But he didn't really want to leave.
Yeah.
He just wanted more out of the Yankees. And he overplayed his hand. And then he went back. Again, we don't know the exact inner workings of it, but you could tell what happened. Why would you opt out?
You don't have an ounce of leverage. I mean, contracts are all about leverage. When you're up, what somebody else might be willing to offer you to obviously try to pry you away from wherever you're at. And he took all that and he flushed it down the chute. Hey, you didn't cover first base. You owed us that.
The other thing is,
that's the way I look at it.
The other thing is, the Yankees could be saying, hey, Garrett, like, we love you and we want you.
Yeah.
We're trying to build the team, bro.
Yes,
like,
yes,
we can't
yes.
commit another year to you down the road. We want to bring back Soto. Don't you want to? Like, I think the Yankees are getting their ducks in a row here to make a legitimate run to keep Juan
no
Soto.
No question, because I think that there's an aspect now. I think that they are trying to work on some deferral aspect and like, rework things currently. They're talking about a future deal. The Yankees, hopefully, have latched on to the modern way of doing business like the Dodgers, and others will do this offseason. I'm going to tell you what I said to start the show. I've got a deadline for Soto. They could come up with a date. For me, it's definitely before Christmas, December 1, December 15th. If you don't commit to us from a Yankees perspective, you don't commit to us, goodbye. You've got to be prepared to do that. Otherwise, the Yankees can miss out on everybody.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Christian is calling from Belmore. What's up, Christian?
Yeah, so, Sal, you want to trade Stanton. He's got a full no-trade clause, so that's a ridiculous statement. Second off, he's the only guy who's contributed in the playoffs.
Yeah, but hold on, Christian. Hold on, say, Christian. Hold on, Chris. I agree with Sal. It's not a ridiculous statement because we know that that's baked into any conversation. Clearly, if the Yankees are going to trade Stanton, he would have to consent to it. We both know that.
Exactly.
But it doesn't mean you don't try to
ridiculous.
Do it.
So he would maybe consent to what, one team, the Dodgers, maybe?
I don't know,
but I will look into it.
That's ridiculous.
What's ridiculous? Guys with no trade clause never got traded before? That's ridiculous.
Look at his playoff numbers. You want to trade that guy?
Yeah, Christian, how did it work out?
You want to trade that
guy?
Yes,
I do.
He's the one guy who's done anything.
Yeah, Christian.
Maybe get us over the hump, and you want to trade him?
You're a moron.
Dumb and dumber right there.
Christian, get you over the hump where? How long has he been here?
I
Christian,
you, this is like you
Christian.
Guys
Christian,
more,
hold on. Christian, hold on.
I'm hanging up.
Say, yeah, okay, you're gonna hang up. Instead of listening, you could actually learn something. If you listen, you could learn something. I'm gonna educate you, John Carl. Now you're listening, Christian. You ready to get educated?
I'm listening. Okay. I'm on the phone. I'm gonna get educated by Sal Licata.
Yeah, that is correct. You are, because I'm here and you're calling us, right? You're listening to me. I'm gonna teach you something. John Carlo's been here since what year?
I can't recall.
Okay,
because
here I am.
2018.
Thank you. I mean, thank you, BT. Let's teach this guy something. Now, that's the basic.
Christian, Christian,
if you don't know what year Giancarlo Stanton got here, you can't, like, we can't even have the conversation with you. I'm sorry. You're calling us and calling us dumb and dumber and idiots. We're trying to educate you on something much deeper. You can't even answer the first part of the question. Which is, what year did Stan get here? Now, if you remember, and I'm going to educate you again. So listen
up. You're in a generous mood today.
Listen up, Cleaner. Yeah, I am. I'm feeling good. Tis the season. The Yankees got to Game 7 of the American League Championship Series in 2017, before Stan was even here, in a year where nobody expected the Yankees to do anything. Then they traded for Stanton, which I hated the move at the time because I didn't think it fit. By the way, at the time, he's coming off a year where he hit 59 home runs, winning an MVP, and still at that point, many thought he could actually play the outfield. It's only gotten worse for Stanton and the Yankees. Until this very year, the Yankees, after getting Stanton, big bad Stanton, who you can't trade because you're a dumb idiot if you want to trade him, they didn't get to that point as far as they did before Stanton until this very year.
Yep.
Stanton also went nuts in this postseason. How did it work out? How did it work out? You're lucky you didn't get swept to the Dodgers, and you might have if Dave Roberts had a brain. You would have gotten swept. So Stanton's home runs are great to you, Christian. But when you listen to the pros like BT and I explain it to you, and we brought this up yesterday. Again, I'm still educating you. This is me being a teacher here. When we talked about it yesterday, would you rather have Stanton's seven home runs or a ball player who can run the bases? Like, I'll give you an example. Christian might not have seen this. I don't know if he's watching the games or not, but a guy who could score from second base on a base hit in the big leagues. That, to me, is appealing. A guy who can maybe...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I don't know. Play the field. Play the outfield. Run, catch, throw, you know, play baseball. And this is not to pick on Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Like, if you're telling me the Yankees move on from Soto, then I can understand maybe a better case to keep Giancarlo Stanton. If I want to keep Soto, and I'd rather keep Soto than Stanton, I'm looking to move on from Giancarlo Stanton. Christian has a little bit of Cashman in him, where he keeps thinking the same thing is going to work. It's proven. It hasn't. My opinion, your opinion, doesn't matter. It hasn't worked. You want to get sucked in? That's you. Me? I'd move on.
My guy's fired up today. I like that. It's a little spicy. Listen, it's an important offseason, yeah. So there's going to be a lot of spicy days. I think what was his name, Christian?
Yes.
I think what Christian and others who maybe hear it the way Christian heard it, it's taken as anti-Stanton when it's really more pro-Yankees.
We're trying to build the team.
That's the difference. It's not taking shots at Stanton. Listen, could we always preface it with, he's such a pro. He's so good in October. He's such a good teammate. Those things apply, man. He's been here since 2018. We don't know that about Giancarlo Stanton yet. Of course we do. He is humble. He is accountable. But he's also deficient in every single aspect of baseball except hitting a ball over the fence. And at this point, the value for that, obviously for Sal and definitely for me, it's expired because the Yankees have tried to win World Series and get far by hitting the ball over the fence. And that's it. It's time for a real recalibration. And I got news for everybody. Even if like the day that if it happens, you know, 13 years, 14 years, Juan Soto stays with the Yankees. Hey, Judge 2 and Soto 2 and what am I saying? I'm all worked up now. Yeah. Judge 2
right.
and Soto, whatever, however they configured it, if they move it, they might change it moving forward, whatever.
Right.
Those two guys back to back.
They would mess with that?
I don't know, but okay. I'm saying it a couple years maybe, but not right away, no. And everybody is pumped up about this amazing old-time duo, as will I, but understand the guy that we're touting, yeah, he's only going to be 26 next year. He doesn't run well, and he's a butcher in right field as well. So, you know, there's no perfect way to undo what's been done so far. And the problem is, well, thank God, I think it's in the middle of being addressed and eventually corrected, but the Yankees had an approach that was incredibly antiquated for years.
Right.
Slow guys, big boppers, big mashers, swing and miss, doesn't matter. You know, move runners over, doesn't matter. Can't run, optional, doesn't matter. Baseball's changed, and Cashman's finally waking up and understanding that.
And by the way, like, Stanton not only is a roadblock and has been, but it's going back many years where they made their big move to be Giancarlo Stanton. Forget Machado or Bryce Harper. Like,
yep.
Stanton for years was their all-in big move, preventing them from building out the team differently. It's 2018's a long time ago.
Man.
It hasn't worked. You just got to the World Series now. You think Giancarlo Stanton, by the way, who's going to be 35 in a couple of days, whenever that is, next year, you think he's going to get healthier? You think he's going to be as productive? Or you think it's most likely going to be worse?
Oh, you know the answer. It's going to be soft tissue, worse and worse and worse.
And look at the money that they're still committed to him long term. Like, mm-hmm. like you even just said it before. Trade Stanton, you'd have to find somebody that would want him, and then how much you're going to have to give to have somebody to take him. My point is he's getting in the way of the Yankees building a team. Let's say he doubles game one of the postseason next year, you know, ninth inning, leadoff double, whatever. In that case, I guess you pinch run. But you get the point.
But that's not a good thing either, because if you go to extra innings, you're losing the stick that you want because you can't run. You have to pinch it.
Point is, unless he's hitting a home run, which he did a lot, like I would be willing to bet Giancarlo Stanton will never have a postseason like he had this year as far as the 7 home runs.
I hear you. You're probably right. And he was on fire.
And it's not a knock. It's just like reality.
Yep.
Even if he did that, he did that. And it still wasn't good enough.
Yep.
Why is that? I'm telling you, you'd be better off building a team with a better ball player that could help you in more ways than just hit the long ball. Nick is in Queens. What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you. My thing is, a lot of changes that have to happen with the Yankees. First, who's your center fielder? If I were the Yankees, I'll try to go to Minnesota and try to wiggle Dixon from Minnesota with a trade from some prospect. Then who's playing first base? You going to move Judge in a couple years?
Well, I would like to do that. I really would. I said that yesterday. Nick, thanks for the call. It depends. If you get Soto, then first base is going to be a little different. If you don't, you go out and you get Christian Walker and Bregman. That's got to be the solution. I would even take Walker over Pete. He's a better fielder. I know he's older. I just think he's a better, I'm going to use the term baseball player, he's a better baseball player all around. A little better on the bases, elite first baseman, even though he's a righty. And comparable, not quite the power, but everything else, I think there's more boxes checked. Yankees have some options, but they won't have options if they don't hold Boris and Soto to a deadline and let them get played all winter. Hey, we'll sit here, we'll play poker all night. No, no, no. At some point, the Yankees have to be prepared to pick up those chips, walk away, and go to a different table.
BT and Sal on the Fan. More educating with us when we come back. 888-808-1019. Listen, you might learn something, like our friend Christian. We'll do that when we come back. BT and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019. The number to call. You know, it's fascinating looking at these numbers here for the Yankees. See,
it's like an accountant the last 3 minutes.
Know.
You, me, and Hoff have been just banging these numbers around.
It's a problem that maybe they can't find themselves out of. I mean, you'd hope that Stan would be willing to accept a trade him, and I think he would, BT, if they went to him in the right spot and said, hey, look, man, we're trying to move on. And now, I don't know, maybe he's like, no, screw it, I'm going to stay here, which makes that trade even worse, obviously, when they made it back in 2018. But, I mean, Stan's making $32 million this year. He's going to be 35 years of age. They got 4 more years of him. It's just not the way you'd want to build a ball club, especially when you're trying to invest more in a better player in Juan Soto, who's significantly younger. They got $40 million in Judge. You got the Garrett Cole salary. Stanton's right up there. Rodon, they're paying a lot of money.
Yeah.
And LeMahieu, they're still committed to. Now, if you're telling me that... I'm going to take it a step further. Even if you're telling me that Hal didn't care about money, then I would even say, well, just move on from Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Stanton is good for this team. Good person, sure. They need to build a baseball team. He's part of the problem. If you bring him back, where are the Yankees getting better, fundamentally better and more sound than they were a year ago? I just don't see it.
Well, that's why you have to. I think you start by getting Jazz to his natural position. Like, that's an easy one. He's a second baseman by trade. That's his best defensive spot.
He's still
spot.
Not a great player, though, dude.
Let's say he's a great player, but he's definitely going to be more. I think he's going to have a higher average than Torres, and he's going to steal more bases, and I do think he'll be more electric there, and he's going to be cheaper. So I'm not saying these are perfect solutions. I like Jazz. I think Jazz needs to tighten a few things up. I liked him at third early. He actually acquitted himself pretty well at third base. And then he got sloppy from my taste here. He's a great athlete.
That's the difference there. But still, he's
I mean, Torres was pinch run for in the World Series.
I get it.
Jeez,
no, well,
I mean,
that's not going to happen. He was a better athlete, but I wouldn't say he's a better offensive player. I don't know if that's the case.
Well, hold on a second. How many home runs did Torres hit this year? 14, I think, off the top of my head. Something like that. Jazz had like 20-something.
Jazz
also stole 40 bases.
24. Yeah, well, he's more athletic.
Torres stole how many? 8 by. I mean, listen, it's...
Yeah.
And I'm also anti-Torres, but I'm probably more pro-Jazz than you. I think that's a win for the Yankees at second. Plus, he's going to make a lot less money. Glaber's qualifying offer was 21 mil. So we can rant and rave. I'm going to try to come with solutions here. So the first solution is Jazz at second. Save money, more dynamic player. Boom. Obviously, Volpe's at short. I think where it gets interesting, and we were calculating, again, we really were diving into numbers. It was my mind numbing. So right now, the Yankees are projected for $186 million for next year's salary. That's without Holmes making $6 million. That's without Rizzo, the $6 million buyout. That's without the Torres money. That's without Soto. That's with Stanton here. Let's just say, and again, if he defers, it's going to be a huge win for the Yankees, but I don't know if he's going to because, you know, Ohtani just wanted to play for the Dodgers. I don't know that Soto's going to be as amenable to defer as Shohei Ohtani, but if he doesn't, let's just say he doesn't, and he makes $50 million a year. Now, the 186 basically goes right to the threshold of where the Yankees are going to get taxed, and that's what they don't want to do. Now, you say to yourself, well, that's all right. You got Juan Soto back. That's fantastic, and it is. But now it goes back to the issue of how do you solve the other problems that they have that are very glaring.
And they may have themselves a major roadblock, which they, maybe they can't get out from under it. I would at least try. I don't know if they've tried in years past. I don't think they have. I think they love the idea of having Stan in that. Oh, when he's healthy, look what he could do. Yeah, look what he could do. Meanwhile, a guy like Kike Hernandez running circles around him. Base hit here, base hit there, running the bases hard. Who would you rather have? Kike Hernandez or Giancarlo Stanton, like, they're two different things. But also remember, the Yankees don't need that power. If you have Soto and Judge, you don't need Giancarlo Stanton in that lineup.
I agree.
It's the
I agree.
Way that they built this team. Now, again, BT, I didn't like it in 2018.
Obviously. I did. I got to take the L. I'm going to take the semi-L because he has been a really good October player.
Now,
but no, right
know,
now it's a problem.
Did you know at the time, and it's been a problem for years, did you know at the time that it was going to prevent them from being in on...
No. I think I was still in that old mentality, like, all right, get everybody. Yeah, let's go. This is how we operate.
Right, because they didn't give up anything for Stanton except the wiggle room and flexibility financially and position-wise.
But you got to remember, at this point, again, he is broken down and his body has betrayed him. I mean, hamstrings, quads, soft tissue, everywhere, always pulling, ripping something. But when he first got here... You know, Giancarlo was 28 years, he turned 28 his first season.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was pretty, you know, I don't want to say he was a great outfielder, but he certainly wasn't a rock out there. Like, he didn't look, I didn't see him turning into this.
Yeah.
And really, it's been years now, to your point, so he turned into this very fast. You know, I'm going to say this. As much as I would love to see Stanton move on for the reasons that we've already said, I don't think it's going to happen this year. I think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen next year. So in 2020, which doesn't help next year, it's going to be the year after. But in 2025, he's going to make $32 million, and none of it's offset by the Marlins. Think about this, Sal. If I call you up and you are the Royals, I'm just going to throw it. Now, he might not want to be traded to Kansas City.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a different hoop we've got to jump through. But for the sake of the conversation, hey, Kansas City, all right, here's the deal. You want Stanton? You need a little power? Well, so he's making $29 million in 2026. So 10 of that is by the Marlins. Boom. Right down to 19. We will throw in another 10. You could have Stanton for $9 million.
Right. That's like, appealing to other teams.
There's going to be other teams that will do that. But this year, there's nothing for the Marlins, and it's 32, and that's going to be tricky unless the Yankees say we'll bite off more than half of it.
Well, now, last year, we were trying to figure out a way where they could trade him, but this year should be a little bit easier because of what he did in the postseason. You think somebody might want to take a flyer on him, especially if you paid down some of it.
You want him on the Mets?
I actually think that there's a case you can make that.
Still?
I don't want him necessarily, but I think he's a better fit there. Remember, they don't even have a DH now.
Yeah, Martinez will be gone. That's true.
And if you're saying like a scenario where you don't want to pay Pete, you move on from Pete, like you could. I want to roll on up yesterday with Soto that had Nimmo as the cleanup hitter.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that it wouldn't be appealing to at least think about Giancarlo Stanton at a decent cost? It's different for the Yankees. They need more ball players. Now, I don't love the idea of Stanton, but at least you could sell me on it and be like, I can make a case where the Mets lineup could use a guy like this.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other teams that could potentially use a guy like that and take a flyer on Giancarlo Stanton. For the Yankees, it's the same thing over and over again.
And it's not going to be easy to get out of. That's why, you know, when you think about this road and this effort to build a championship, how flawed it's really been. Imagine having and I know it's a little different, less defined by position, but imagine starting an NBA game with three shooting guards.
Yeah.
What do we do? You just don't do that. It's just not a balanced roster.
So let's say they can't trade him.
Which I don't think they'll be able to this year.
Either they don't want to, or he says no, nobody else wants him. Okay. How?
I don't know.
And let's say they bring back Soto. Okay, Hal says, you know what? I'm going to suck it up. We're going to bring back Soto.
Yep.
Okay.
How do you make other upgrades?
Here's the team. Like, here's the Yankee team. You got to figure out what they're going to do at first base. You're not going to be spending a lot of money. You're certainly not spending at first and third. You want to tell me that they're going to get one of Bregman or Walker, which I don't even think they're going to do that. If you keep
Soto
and Stanton.
I think that they're probably out on the others.
Okay. So is it Ben Rice at first? I mean, but okay.
Is it Spencer Jones? Is it Judge?
Okay, well, who's going to play left field?
Well, you would think Dominguez.
Well, who's going to play center field then?
Judge, which is the wrong move.
He can't play center field.
I understand. I said that yesterday.
And then, so the question is, how are they getting better?
They have problems. They are solvable, but it's going to take a deep dive and a willingness to cut massive checks, which, you know, it's changed a little bit over the years the way they do. But they still spend a lot. I do think it's been hijacked and grossly misstated. Oh, the Yankees don't spend. Yankees are always top three in payroll. The problem is, for them to get out of this, they're going to have to be number one by a mile. And I don't think they're willing to do that.
Well, right. And now you could talk about deferrals. Sure. You think Soto's going to want to take deferrals?
No, he doesn't have to.
Ohtani wanted to go to L.A.
Yep.
And to make everything fit there with Yamamoto after the foul, all that stuff. Like, they needed Ohtani to take the deferrals. And he was like, yeah, I want to be here. I don't care anymore. You think Soto and Boris want deferrals after all this time?
I don't think that they do. And one thing, and I wasn't sure about this early in the season, I kind of fell into the trap a bit, like, you know, the roll call in right field and the vibe that Soto had. I'm like, well, maybe he leaves a few bucks. He's not leaving anything on the table. But maybe because, you know, he did have a great experience, which I think is indisputable. And if the deferrals are so overwhelming and so, you know, life-changing, it's going to be life-changing anyway, but appealing down the road when you talk about interest rates and, like, it's, maybe that's where he's like, all right, I'm going to take you to task here, and I'm going to get more than somewhere else, but I'll defer a little bit. Maybe that's the window because he likes it here. He likes it in front of Judge. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't bank on that, but you got
to
try it.
I just feel like to have Soto and Stanton, if you do that, I don't think you're going to be able to build the team to be a better baseball team
all around.
Unless Dominguez is the real deal and Volpe takes a step forward and Jazz rocks at second base. That does change some stuff.
It's not even just the finances. It's also the way you fit the
pieces. Just the way it looks.
The way you fit the pieces.
Yes.
Now, if you're telling me they're going to let Soto go, all right, am I more understandable to have Stanton here? Yeah, I mean, I guess ideally I don't want that, but okay, those are your two big guys. Your two big guys in the lineup then are Judge and Stanton. Like, would you rather that?
Well, then judging, you know, Christian Walker or judging Alonso. Yeah, you're going to get.
Yeah,
if
those
they don't
guys
get Soto, they're going. Here's the one thing that's interesting, and it's appealing to me. I admit, not Pete, more Christian Walker. If they don't get Soto, I think they're getting three big time players. I really do. They're going to spend like maniacs, you know. Commensurate with what they would have offered Soto and you know, projectably speaking, I think they'd be like almost 2009 aggressive when they repaid
everything. We thought that was going to be the case last year. It was not.
It definitely was not. But
they did get Soto, the big fish, and that was basically it.
I understood. But if they, this is under the assumption, if they do lose Soto and he goes to the spot that, listen, if he's not a Yankee, he's going to be a Met. That's right. My determination. He's staying here. And if he goes to the Mets, number one, the sting of losing an all-time transcendent hitter, then to Queens, I think they go bonkers. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be a better team,
right?
But they might be a more well-rounded team. There's a couple of paths here, but again, complicated by Stanton's contract.
I was just reading John Heyman's article in the Post, and one quote that stood out to me. He's talking about his plan for Steve Cohen and the Mets.
I read it. It was a good article.
One Yankees person told the Post that going from the Yankees to the Mets would represent a buzzkill.
Yeah.
Quote, buzzkill for Soto.
I saw that.
Come on. Yeah, come on now. I mean, that's the Yankees getting a little full of themselves. I get why they would say
that. I'm curious who said that. I'd love to. It's got to be Cash.
I don't know, because I have a thought that of who said it, because I was thinking the same thing.
I don't think it's Boone. I don't think it's Hal. I mean, who else of influence would? I mean, I know Heyman's well-sourced.
I have my guess. I don't know if I want to say it on the radio.
I gave you mine.
I would guess Levine.
Okay. That's a possibility.
Right?
That's a possibility.
You know Cashman's not saying that.
I don't know. I think Cashman would definitely say that.
Cashman, you think he's going to say it'd be a buzzkill? I think Cashman right now is on his, worried about Steve Cohen and the Mets coming.
He should be a little bit aware of that and a little bit nervous.
Buzzkill.
Go ahead. He already got his first win, by the way. Hey, Garrett Cole.
He did. Back. No, I like that aspect of Cashman.
So maybe Cash
he's been
is feeling himself.
He's been doing this dating back to Jeter. Like, he's not messing around, Cashman. I like that. He makes some dumb moves at times, but he is cutthroat. I like that. That, the buzzkill thing to me shows an area of, like, aloofness and just arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that with the Mets. You could say that the Yankees are a far prestigious organization. They are. Like, nobody would debate that. The Mets were a buzzkill. The Mets were one of the best stories in baseball this year, doing what they did, the energy that they had in that ballpark around that team, turning their season around, getting to the NLCS. Like that, buzzkill,
whether
careful.
Or not. Yeah, but I think whoever, let's say Levine said it.
Yeah.
He's thinking to himself, and I understand it, you know, because until they actually get at like the same exact spot at the table with you can say stuff like that. Understand, it can come back to bite you. It's a bit of an antiquated way of viewing it. Like, I understand that this was like the early 2000s for sure, or even a couple of years after 2009. All right, you know, that the remnants of the championship. It's been a long time. It's been a long time, and the Yankees have had four or five different versions of who they are, and they've had a multitude of gaps with the Hicks stuff, and now the Stanton stuff, and the Gallo stuff, and, you know, the Paxton stuff, and all the things they swung and missed on, not having a first baseman basically since Mark Teixeira. Yeah, listen, it's not the time to chirp right now. It's the time to do and change it.
You know what a buzzkill was? That fifth inning of Game 5.
Well,
Bobby,
we've moved on.
It was.
No choice.
You didn't say buzzkill. Somebody in the Yankee organization. That fifth inning was a buzzkill. That's Bobby's calling from Belmore. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, guys. Before I get to the Yankee pitching, Stanton's not going anywhere. He's either going to the Dodgers, where his hometown is, or New York.
So, you think the Dodgers would even want him?
No, I'm just saying.
What are they
going to
do with him? They don't want him. They have a DH.
I know. Well, he's not going anywhere. Now,
that's your problem or the Yankees' problem. Go ahead.
Now, if they lose Soto, let me ask you guys, do you think they should keep Stanton?
If they lose Soto, should they keep Stanton? I don't know that they're going to be able to get rid of Stanton no matter what happens, if they retain or if they lose Soto. So
Let me tell you why they shouldn't.
Oh, okay.
There's a guy named Aaron Judge, with the first four games of the ACLS, first three games of the Dodgers series, he went 2 for 28. His actual 211 career batting average actually went down in the postseason. He's going to hit 183 this year.
Okay.
You're going to rely on Aaron Judge. I understand what Stanton's, you know, with his, you know, deficiencies and all that, he can't run. Mm-hmm. But in the postseason, the AL is weak. They can easily get back to the World Series next year. So,
yeah,
you know.
Could.
And thank you for the call, Bobby. I want to answer the question because the more I think about this, the further I want to go with this. Even if Stanton didn't accept the trade or there were no team that wanted to trade for Stanton, I, as the Yankees, have to move on. He's not the right piece, the way that you build this team out. It's not the right fit. Move on. The money is what it is. It's a sunk cost. Now, I would try to trade him. If another team didn't want him or he said, nah, you know what, I'm good here, I'm cutting him. I want a better baseball player in that spot, on that team. So the finances are one thing. And by the way, since when are we starting to talk about finances so much with the Yankees? Like, you want to win a World Series?
Well, they've talked about it. That's why we talk about it. They're the ones who bring it to the table. Luxury threshold, this, that. Correct. I have a boardroom that I've got to satisfy. I've got this, you know, this check I've got. Remember when Hal said about 3 years ago, I got to cut this check to the city every February, whatever, to every January? They bring it up.
So, correct, which is why we're talking about it. But in reality, that shouldn't be the case. And I'm not saying you need to spend $500 million to go win a World Series, but Hal's right, like, you shouldn't have to spend that much money to win a World Series.
Yeah.
However, you haven't won a World Series. Look at what the Dodgers are doing. Stars left and right. They get every big-time player. Like, figure it out. And because you maybe made a mistake by trading for Stanton in 2018, you shouldn't let it be a roadblock for however many years it's been. I'm trying to build a team out here. He, to me, is not helping the cause. I'm not knocking Stanton the person.
He's a great guy. He is a great guy.
I love that he's a accountable,
great pro.
Open and honest.
They love him in that locker room. They do.
Which is great.
Yeah, I know.
Then make him be a bench player. Like, I can't have him clogging up the lineup or, more importantly, clogging up the payroll and the lineup. Like, mm-hmm. it just can't. How are they changing this team?
Well, Sal, especially if it adversely impacts Aaron Judge.
Yeah, well.
I mean, that Aaron just 33.
Right.
You know, the thing, too, about the finance, I think this is important. I've said about the Yankees and their... there are ways that have changed a bit, but I do think you have to at least point out, like, you look at Cohen and the Mets are not his primary source of income. The Rogers group up in Toronto, who was going balls out for Ohtani, and I'm sure will do the same for Soto. Baseball is not their primary, you know, source of revenue. For the Yankees, their revenue is the Yankees.
Right.
So it is a little different there. Listen, I don't profess to understand the tax implications. I have no idea. I'm not even sure, I think, but I should double check. But I'll just say it, and if I'm wrong, I'll take it back. I think the owners of, like, the Twins, aren't they going Target? If I'm not mistaken, I feel like that's why it's called Target Field, I think. Like, now, they should spend more if that's the case because Target is through the roof. But I think that you have to incorporate that. It's their sole source of income. And, you know, nobody wants to hear it. Because the big bad Yankees for years outspent and outflexed everybody and won. But the world's changed a bit. And you've got multi-billionaires, you know, 2, 3, 4, in Stevie's case, 8, 9, 10 times over, who now own teams. They're at a strategic financial disadvantage. Now, right. What they do with it, that's up to them. But it's not like they're hoarding money in a little jar. It's just that I think the template has changed in baseball.
And which is why that mistake from bringing in Stanton in 2018.
Hurts more.
It hurts more. Shamir is calling from an ad. What's up, Shamir?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening, buddy?
Yeah, I just want to make a point that something I haven't heard from you guys is the fact that the way the Yankees are managing this team in the past few years. Remember, the Soto move was a win now move. When midseason came and they got Chisholm, that was like a backup insurance plan for Torres once he walked, right? Once he left. Moving forward, I would expect them to see more moves like that, like getting a Corbin Burns. And if they want to be more feisty and say, okay, we're not signing Soto, why not go after Vladimir? He's going to be Vladimer Guerrero Jr. He's going to be
interested.
A free agent in 2026.
Right, but here's the problem. And, sorry, Shamir, and thank you for the call. Here's the problem with Vlad. Judge is going to be a first baseman eventually.
Or you just, I'm okay with Judge playing right. Judge can't play center. That's the problem.
All right, for how many years? You're talking Vlad long term? We're talking short term.
I'd have to look at his contract here. I think it'd be more of the shorter variety, I think. But I think Aaron Judge could play.
He's a free agent after this coming season, right, Vlad?
I thought it was after next, but I could be wrong.
Can you just check that, Hoff? Or we can check it during the break. I know we got a break here. Anyway,
I mean, listen, either way, I'm cool with Aaron Judge playing right field, say, in 2025, 2026.
Yeah, but then, so now no Soto.
And then
Soto.
Maybe half of 2020. I'm saying this without Soto. Like, to the point, which like, if Soto's gone.
Yeah, but which is why it just doesn't fit well. You've got Soto, Judge, Stanton, your primary guys, and they're going to cost a lot of money. And I think, I feel like the majority of Yankee fans want to bring those three back. There's no good way to build a baseball team if you bring all three of those guys back.
Probably. It's complicated. And by the way, Sal, just to back this up, the wealthiest owners in baseball, Cohen won at $16 billion. The Rogers group that I mentioned, you love that.
Did you call him King Cohen?
Not yet. Yeah, you got to actually deliver before you get kinged anything, but you might get it. Rogers is number two. Malone, the Braves owner, Lerner with the Nationals. So you get down to Hal, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Hal Steinbrenner, who's worth $3.8 billion compared to 16 for Cohen, is the ninth or tenth wealthiest owner in baseball. I would venture to guarantee that if you ask even like strong, passionate baseball observers, I think that they would get that question wildly wrong. I think that they would say, maybe if they knew about the Dodgers or the Toronto Blue Jays with the with their ownership group. Maybe Hal 3, he's 10. Like, that's, I know, it's still billions, understood.
I didn't think it was that big.
That's a big gap.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
A buzzkill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.